In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day, whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day or new shoes for her favorite salsa class. Or gifts, like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
I got to talk to you guys about a dilemma that I found myself in, that I imagine many of you have also found yourself in. This will be fun for all of us. Rob, I've noticed as you get older, the things that you get invited to change. You know, there was a time in my life where if there was a pickup basketball game that was going on, I was one of the first people that you would call. I was down to go play basketball. If you were going to the arcade or you were going to the batting cages or to the go-kart track, I was one of the people you would call. Hey, Carrington, do you want to come? Yeah, of course I want to come. I'll meet you out there. As you start to get older, the things that you get invited to, they aren't the same anymore. As I am in my mid-30s and getting closer to 40, I am starting to notice that the things I get invited to the most are golf outings and poker outings. And then I realize to myself, I don't know how to do any of the things that mid-30 and older men do. I have no clue how to play poker. None. Is it too late for me to learn and pick up this skill? I feel like being a man will be a more enjoyable experience if I know how to do these things. Rob, you play golf. One way that you and I could bond is me being able to go out there with you to the golf course. Now, I could go to the driving range with you. If you want to go to Topgolf, I absolutely can do that. I can hit, you know, ball a little bit. I mean, it might not be straight all the time, but yeah, I can swing the golf club a little bit. If you asked me to go out there and play 18, it would not be fun for you or me. We wouldn't be playing golf. We'd be playing Titleist hide and seek is what we'd be playing. Locate the ball. Where's Waldo is what we'd be playing. That doesn't sound fun for either of us. Do I need to pick up more older male hobbies? Because we're at that point where, oh, hey, my company's having a golf scramble. I don't get invited to the golf scramble. Oh, hey, we're having poker night. Come over. When I was a kid, yeah, I would get invited to come over and play Smash Bros. That's not what other 30-year-old men are asking you to do. I'd love to come over and play Halo. I'd love to come over and play Mario Kart. Rob's never asked me to do that. You go play golf with Dusty all the time. I wish that you and I had a moment like that, something that we shared. We don't. It just hit me. This happens. I would say I get invited to play poker or golf at least twice a quarter. At least. And I always got to say, well, I don't know how. And that is it. Oh, man, I guess next time. No, there won't be a next time because I don't know. You think I'm learning poker now so I could come over and lose money to you guys? If I was going to do that, I would just put a parlay on FanDuel and be happy. I'd rather lose my money that way. At least I got a chance, I feel like, winning. I feel like this is a very pivotal point in my life that I, in order to enjoy my 40s, and I have to pick up a more manly activity. I have to. Or this isn't going to be fun.
I don't think it's a manly problem. I think it's an age-appropriate problem. Like right now, I'm trying to think, who's probably the best hooper in the city to pick up basketball? CJ Moore, maybe he's about our age, maybe someone a little younger. Let's just use Quentin as a person in the building. Quentin called, like, you want to play pickup hoop? It is possible in that moment you are going to go get injured. You are going to hurt yourself. You are signing up for potential hospital visits because you're at the age now where you tweak a knee, you tweak an ankle, it isn't, I'll walk it off. It's, oh boy, I'm in trouble.
I agree, and I don't want to be in that situation. So I'm with you. That's one reason why I kind of stopped playing basketball. A, it just didn't really fit with my schedule during the day.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really fit. On the weekends, I had stuff I had to do, and then you're right. You know what I don't want? I don't want you thinking that we're having NBA playoff fouls. You know what the goal of me playing pickup basketball at this point is? To not hurt myself. That wasn't how I felt at 18, 19-year-old. No, I'm trying to go out there and give you buckets. I'm trying to give you work. That's not my goal now. My goal now is to get a good sweat and go home with zero injuries. I don't want to be on the DMP list at work the next day. Hey, where's Carrington at? Well, you know, he was playing basketball. He got hurt. I don't want to be in that situation.
I don't know that it's the most shameful thing, and maybe this is unique to our office, but if you came in one day in a walking boot and you're like, yeah, I played pickup over at Hy-Vee Arena and I tweaked an ankle and now I'm out 6 to 8 weeks, I would never let you live it down. You're 35. What are you doing out there playing pickup at Hy-Vee Arena? Absolutely not. You're going to hurt yourself. So you do need to pick up some age-appropriate activities. Now, some of those are things that are pretty easy to pick up. You could join someone's fantasy football, baseball, or basketball league. You are not a fantasy sports guy, but it's not reinventing the wheel to learn how to do it. That's a time. It's an activity men get together and do. Golf. You're going to put in some range time, put in some par three time, but you, after a year, could figure it out and become part of the group. Poker, I wouldn't invest. I don't do poker. That's just me, because while you're learning, you're losing money. There's no fun in that. Pickleball is one where I feel like you could pick up and be like, hey, I'm going to become an okay pickleballer.
That's the point I'm in life. Those are the hobbies I have to pick up. I'm asking. I don't know if this is an intervention. You were telling me that I am at the point in my life where now I need to pick up pickleball? When did this happen? Is this something that happened overnight? That sounds awful to me. I'm sure pickleball is a lot of fun. I don't want to be at the pickleball age at 36. That does not sound fun at all. When did we stop playing dodgeball and kickball and really fun games? And now I got to play fake tennis? That does not sound fun at all.
Here's the thing. You have to be, what's the thing? You have to be honest with yourself. You have to look in the mirror and understand who you are. A few weeks ago, I had a meeting with the sales staff, and they're like, tell me what you do on an average day. And I told them, and as I said it out loud, I was like, I'm 100 years old. I'm a washed king. I wake up, I take care of my dog, I then prepare for the show, drive to work, come home, eat dinner, watch a Netflix show, go to bed. You know what my life wasn't like 10 years ago? That sounded like the slowest, worst life on earth. But now I'm happy because I understand you got to know your role, do your job. It's all about strengths and weaknesses. You need to understand you aren't going out there to play real tennis anymore. You'll blow an ACL. It's time for pickleball. And maybe, as much as you make fun of me, you could pick up a few IPAs on the way, because if you go to a brewery, you're not having a cider and leaving. You could taste test, and it's a time with the fellas.
That's crazy to me. There has to be some. Can I join like an underhand beer league softball? I'm happy to join that. I would happily go out there Tuesday at 7 o'clock at Penn Valley and play underhand softball. I'd love to. Now, I don't know what position I'd be good at. I didn't play baseball as a kid, but I think I'd be a fun time to be around at this activity.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day, whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day
or new shoes for her favorite salsa class.
Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.